Hello and welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. We are glad to have you here with us. Glad to have you here with us. This session and this video is the book of Titus. Titus was another one of Paul's contemporaries, which he left. Oh, Jesus, what did I just click? Yeah. Which he left in the nation of Crete. Crete is an island in the Mediterranean. And Paul left Titus there to pastor that church. And this is Paul's instruction to Titus about how to take care of the church. Titus was one of the younger men that ran with Paul, and yet a mighty, mighty missionary and a great pastor that helped really establish the church in that region. And so, you know, we've done a few of these today to get ourselves caught up. But thank God we've got some time. It's Christmas Eve. If you got things going, make sure you're with your family. We bless you now in Jesus' name. Brother Rogers over there on YouTube, he's holding down the fort over there and welcoming everybody that comes in. Sister Leanne's on Zoom. And Blog Talk Radio told me I couldn't do any more today, but I think five is quite a few. But we'll have this uploaded to those of you on Blog Talk Radio as soon as we're finished here. So we welcome you now to the book of Titus. Hold your Bible up. We'll make our confession. This is my Bible. I believe what God's Word says. Today I will be taught the Word of God.
Today I will be taught the Word of God.
I'm going to teach you the Word of God. You're my wife. It's going to get down in my life.
It is going to get down in my life.
And make a major difference.
And make a major difference.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for joining me, love. Just so everybody knows, everything's cool. We're at peace. She's with her dad in Michigan, and I'm still in North Dakota. Here we go, Titus. Paul, a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, I like this, and the acknowledgement of the truth which accords with godliness, and hope of eternal life which God, who cannot lie, promised before the time began. Which God, who cannot lie, promised us this before time began. I just got me a new verse, and we're going to use it in 2023. Verse 3. But has in due time manifested his word through preaching, which was committed to me according to the commandment of God our Savior, to Titus, a true son in our common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Paul starts everything with that. Why? Because Paul received the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 5. For this reason, I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking, and appoint elders in every city as I commanded you. You appoint them. You don't buy your way to an elder. You don't earn it by time and space. You're appointed because God said, make that person an elder. I've seen people that nobody else thought should be an elder, but God made them an elder. And then they had to step up into that position. Six. I want to preach. I just do. If a man is blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation or insubordination, For a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed or quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, and self-controlled. That probably means he's going to have to do some fasting. Holding fast the faithful word, as he has been taught, that he may be able, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and convict those who contradict it. For those of you who are joining us on YouTube, welcome. Glad to have you with us tonight. This isn't one of our programs. This is Read the Word. We're in the book of Titus. We're in the book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 10. The elder's task. For there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole households, teaching things which they ought not, for the sake of dishonest gain. One of them, a prophet of their own words, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, and lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to the Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the truth. To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. Even their mind and conscience are defiled. You ever met a person who called himself a Christian, that there was obviously nothing Christian about him? Come here, Rob. Come here. Here comes the old cat. All right. What? Their mind is defiled. And all they did was had somebody lead them into a prayer. And the prayer really meant nothing to them. They said the words because that's what somebody told them. If you say these words, then you will be all right with God. Hold on, everybody. Well, I was trying to get my old cat, who just needs to be pet, but forgot to shut the door. He's all right. Merry Christmas, Kitty. I want us to get this. Paul said rebuke them sharply. Why? Because they're wrong. And they're leading people astray. Unbelieving, nothing is pure. Even their mind and their conscience are defiled. If you go to a church where this is one of your leaders, you have to let it be what it is. And then you have to say, Father, what do I do? If you're not the elder, you're not the deacon, you're not the pastor, you're not the bishop, your process will be is to leave. See, that you don't put your mouth in places where you shouldn't have it. And I know that there's a lot of people that don't like to hear these words, but my goodness, you speak evil of a leader, and there's severe judgment, man. That's when 20,000 people went to hell alive under Moses. Verse 16, they profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. Chapter 2, the qualities of a sound church. But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine, that the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience. Older women, likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, Look at this. Not slanderers. Not given to much wine. Teachers of good things. You know, if you'll teach good things to everybody you talk to as an older man or woman, you won't be a slanderer and a gossiper. But if you give yourself to slander and gossip, you'll never teach anybody anything good, even though you might even know it. Verse 4, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. Likewise, exhort the young men to be sober-minded in all things, showing yourself to be a pattern of good works. In doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility. It means speak the truth from the word. Sound speech that cannot be condemned. That one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you. Exhort bondservants to be obedient to their masters. Sounds like what he was saying to Timothy, doesn't it? To be well-pleasing in all things, not answering back, not pilfering, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. Verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things. Look at them. Speak them, exhort them, and rebuke with all authority. And let no one despise you. Boy, you don't hear that too often, do you? Chapter 3. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work. Speak evil of no one. Be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. Verse 9. Avoid foolish disputes. Man, Paul says this through all of his epistles. Avoid genealogy. Avoid contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless. Reject a divisive man after the first and second admonition. So Paul said, when you get a man that's divisive, go to him. Brother, you're dividing. I didn't know that. No. You are. And then if you have to go to him again, brother, this is the second time. Now the Apostle Paul said to us, I'm supposed to reject you. I don't want to do that. Let me help you. What part of righteousness do you not understand, so that we can help you get past what it is that's on the inside of you? Verse 11. Knowing that such a person is warped and sinning, being self-condemned. 12. When I send Artemis to you, or Tychicus, be diligent to come to me at Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there. Send Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their journey with haste, that they may lack nothing. And let our people also learn to maintain good works to meet urgent needs, that they may not be unfruitful. Farewell. All who are with me greet you. Greet those who love us in faith. Grace be with you all. Amen. And amen. And amen. The book of Titus. Now, I tried to find some other reading to add with it, but it's all right. You can see Paul very seriously doing his best to help the young pastor Timothy to know the ways of God and how to lead. Of course, Paul was an excellent leader in the church, and he was doing his best to lead the whole body of Christ that was under his care. Now, there was 12 apostles, or 11 apostles. They all went to a different part of the world, and they all changed their world wherever it was they went. Jesus trained 12 disciples. 11 of them made it. Judas betrayed him. Paul called himself an apostle out of time. And Paul took the place of Judas. And I know they voted Matthias in, but God had Paul in mind. Now, you might find that the book of Titus is a new process to you. You might say, Pastor, that sounded like Paul's telling us to rebuke people and correct them. He is. But if you'll take 1 Timothy and Titus and put them together and realize that Paul is teaching two young pastors how to pastor. He had to go on, and he left young pastors there. Well, what you'll begin to see is this is the Holy Spirit, not Paul. This is holy men inspired who wrote straight from the heart of God. God is never saying be mean or nasty to people. God's never saying scream, holler, and yell, be belligerent. That's not God. When God does say rebuke, God does say correct, God does say put it in order. Why? If it's left out of order, it's going to breed disorderliness. And then good people leave and bad people stay. And you don't want that. Want to say it with me? Help me grow up in all things into the head, which is Christ Jesus. If you go to Ephesians, what do I got? I got one more minute. Ephesians chapter 4. Paul said, speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. We've got to grow up, which means become mature. Accept responsibility and accountability for your words, for your actions, and every part of your life. Don't be childish about your life. Quit making excuses for yourself. Don't condemn yourself. Cause yourself, as the one old guy said, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps and say, get your stuff together, since you can walk with God. I mean, when you think about it, the Holy Spirit said in Ephesians chapter 4, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. I want that. I have received that. And I speak that every day. Now, to those of you who came tonight and you never made Jesus the Lord of your life, we want to pray for you now and bless you in Jesus' name. If you pray this prayer with us in the next 2 minutes, you'll be right with God. But you got to mean it from your heart. It's not that there's holiness in the words. The only words that are holy are the words of the Word of God. You have to take these words and mean them in the depths of your heart. Say them from down in there. I'll lead you in them. I've been trained of the right verses to lead you into. And in 2 minutes, whether you've been away from God or you're just coming to God for the first time, you'll be right with God. You ready? Let's take a drink of coffee. Pray this with me. Sister Leanna, pray it with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in
you. You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Now here's your point. Say it real bold. Jesus, I believe you are the only begotten Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the only begotten Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life, Jesus.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Welcome to the family of God. I know if it's the first time you prayed that prayer, you're like, wow. I know there's some of you tonight that you've come back to God. And you're like, wow, I've been washed. It's one of the reasons I pray at the end, fill me with the Holy Spirit, because there's a whole group of believers in this world that have never prayed that prayer, fill me with your Holy Spirit. You should pray that prayer. Matter of fact, pray it every day. Not because it didn't happen yesterday, because you want to be more filled today. Jesus just came into your life. The author and finisher of all faith came into your life. Jesus, the light of the world, just came into your life right now. Life filled you. God the Father said, adopt him into the family, and you are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. And they just came to make their abode within you. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Do you not know that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? See, now it's not a group of rules of do's and don'ts. Now it's God, help me walk with you every day of my life. Help me walk with you. And he will, because he wants to walk with you. Quit being religious. Quit trying to act religious or sound religious or look religious. Just walk with God. And he'll lead you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Look at here. Akalatsi. From Sweden, welcome. We've seen you here a few times. We're glad to have you with us. Merry Christmas. You're already in Christmas over there. Merry, merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. God bless you. God bless you. Now, you might say, Pastor, how do I walk with God? Well, number one, remember, this is read the word. Get your Bible. I recommend you get this one, Thompson Chain Reference Bible. New King James Version. You can back the tape up and see that. This one costs a little bit more money. It's well worth it. It truly is. Because it has so many Bible study aids in it. Not someone telling you how to think, comparing the Word with the Word. Amen. Amen. It's good to have you with us. All the way from Sweden, right here on YouTube. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Wow. Wake up in the morning every day and say, Father, help me walk with you. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts. And he'll begin to help you walk with him. Click like, subscribe, and hit the bell and stick with us. We're here every day, one way or another, teaching the Word of God in faith to be a blessing. And every time we go live, you'll see it right there on YouTube. And it'll be a blessing to you and your life. Now, I got a lot more to say. Yeah, I guarantee you. I got a lot more to say. But read the Word is just to read the Word. And there's a playlist. If you search Samuel J. Cottle, Read the Word, there's a playlist that has every one of our videos from Genesis all the way through to where we are now tonight. And it'll be a blessing. You know, Buck Larsay, you asked a question on a video the other day, and I couldn't seem to come up with the answer. Then I lost track of where the video was. You remember what it was? I'll be glad to answer your question right now while you're with us. Seemed like it was something about a dream. Anyways, we're glad to have you. Sweden. I'm going to get to Sweden before Jesus comes. Program 317. Huh. Let me see if I can find it. Well, what I'll do is I'll go back now that I know what the program number is and I'll find it. And I'll type an answer in right where you put it. Oh, saw 317 on a door. Oh, amen. Isn't that cool that you and I right now, I'm taking a little extra time here, but in a matter of seconds, we're talking with another believer all the way around the world. Wow. I love it. I love this day that we live in. And our blessing. Over on Blog Talk Radio, we literally have 53 different nations that join us on Blog Talk Radio. And we're glad to have you with us. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, right now in North Dakota, it's 9:20 on Christmas Eve. So, I encourage you, and I bless you tonight. Merry Christmas to you. Oh, there'll be people that'll be getting this after the rapture happens. When I say that, you just say it back to me. Merry Christmas to you too, Pastor. Don't be one of them that misses the rapture. And if you are, then find every video of mine you can find, download it onto your computer, and start walking with God real quick. You better give yourself to the Word of God, because halfway through the tribulation period, there'll be another rapture catching away of the church, and you'll be able to make it to heaven with us. Don't miss it. Do not miss it, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's it. Time to go. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Go to Matthew chapter 1, Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter 2, and then Matthew chapter 2. And that's the Christmas story. Matthew 1, Luke 1, Luke 2, Matthew 2. And you got the story of Christmas. And you'll find it all there. Wait, I got to tell one more thing. I got the greatest revelation of my Christmas life this year from Brother Jonathan Kahn. Jonathan Kahn was teaching about Joseph being an heir in the line of Judah. Well, of course, God told David for the rest of the history of the world, one of his descendants would sit on the throne from David all the way through history to Jesus. Well, I never put together that those men in that lineage in Matthew chapter 1 were all kings. Joseph's father was one of the in line men to be king. So when the wise men came, they brought a gift big enough for two kings. Joseph, who was supposed to be the king, had they not been carried away into captivity and sinned so horrendously. And Jesus, who was not only a king, but he was a priest, just like you and I are. Revelation 1, 5, we've been made kings and priests to our God. Oh, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. Wait, I don't know if you're a man or a woman, but maybe you should tell us, are you male or female? I don't know that name. It's cool, we're talking to Sweden. All the way around the world. All right, well, God bless you. Thank you for telling me that. Get that in order. All right. Wow, what a Christmas present. Man, that's a great present right there. Asked to be able to speak with my brother for Christmas, and God granted the wish. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, tomorrow at noon Eastern Standard Time, and 11 Central, I'll be live right here, and we'll be a blessing to you. And with our 1 hour of faith, and we'll be talking about the Christmas story, and it'll be a blessing in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, this is what we had to say. Remember this, we love you, and God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. And Jesus is Lord. Good night, Sweden. Good night to all the rest of you. Brother Roger, thanks for your help tonight. All of you that are with us. Make sure that you join with us. Shoot us an email. Let us know who you are. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us your story. Give us a prayer request. Ask us a question or 1,000 questions. We'll help you walk with God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.